remarkable, and we're very thankful, as I said again, to everybody involved. But I'd like to introduce the last group of performers of the evening, and a very colourful bunch they are too. Speaking of big mamas, the big mama of church, the ladies, is going to be the ringleader of this motley bunch, and this is Joni Madden, another one of the Irish Americans. I've just noticed we've an overabundance of people connected with Galway tonight. This will have to stop. And Joni Madden's father's from Galway, Joe Madden, a great accordion player. And Joni learned in the Bronx and became
up
a wonderful
Bronx,
musician.
Up, up, up.
And there's Joni Madden, and then fellow Church of the Ladies member Siobhan Egan, who grew up in Philadelphia, comes from a very musical family. Her brother, of course, is Seamus Egan, another wonderful musician, Rory Ann Egan. They're going to be accompanied by the Celtic-Cuban connection himself, that cuddly-looking gentleman over there, Albert Alfonso, from Dallas, Texas. And we have Zan McLeod, whom you've met already. And we're going to have also, appearing with them and dancing, the irrepressible Mick Mulkern and Regan Wick. Make them welcome.
First time this concert's ever running early.
Are we ready, sisters?
Thank you.
Mick Mulkern. Give him a great round of applause there. All right, Mick.
He thinks he's Michael, what do you call him? Jackson.
Action, that one, I'll tell you.
Do you know I tried to find a parking spot and there was none? Rumor has it that, what's that killer's name? Kunanen he's not here, but he might be. He's an impostering, what's the word?
Impersonating
an Irish music lover. Word has it that he might be here, so look out. If you see anybody with a strange-looking fiddle and they're holding it upside down, keep your eye out. I don't know, Zan. Here we go. We're going to feature Siobhan with a couple of jigs that she wrote now. The first one she wrote for her dog. He was a basset hound who ran one day in his life. And so she named this tune after that momentous occasion. She called it The Galloping Hound. And she's going to follow it up with a great tune called The Harbor. So here's Siobhan Egan with a couple of tunes.
Thank you.
actually, we were just coming from the Cleveland Festival over the weekend, and they only had one CD to play during the break. And it was the same break, and it was the same tune every single time. But it was an old tune that I had forgotten that used to be played by the great, great Bothy Band. And it's an air that Trina Ni Donal used to say was a song that was written about the O'Donnell family. So myself and Zan are going to try this one now. Hopefully you enjoy it. I'd like to dedicate this tune to a man who's been here for over the last 25 years building this and making this a great thing, the one and only Mick Maloney. Would you give him a nice round of applause? All the work down through the years he's made.
Thank you.
All right. Wasn't that good?
Was it good for you?
Take it easy.
Offer him a cigarette.
Well, we're going to finish up our part of the show, and I guess the end of the concert, by featuring Zan McLeod here on guitar. And yeah, Zan's one of the best for sure there. And we have to thank, once again, the Cuban connection here to our right, who's made it very special all the time.
Tony!
And this one is a tune that you might be familiar with. This is played a lot by West Virginia people and North Carolina people. I'm from North Carolina originally. And it's called Soldier's Joy.
It starts out slow,
but then it tapers off.
Thank you.